جیے جا سوال کیے جا. ویلکم ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو. آئی ایم یور ہوسٹ ودیا اینڈ دا شو از براٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ. بفور وی بگن ریمبر یو کین لسن ٹو دا شو ان تھری ویز آن دا ریڈیو اینڈ یو کین گو ٹو ریڈیو زندگی ڈاٹ کام اینڈ کلک دا لائیو ریڈیو بٹن اینڈ یو کین آلسو ڈاؤن لوڈ دا فری ریڈیو زندگی موبائل ایپ. Also, if you want to participate on the show, go to safarikidca.com to register. You'll find a register button there and just follow instructions through that. If that's confusing, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Today, we have a very special show with us, which is our second grader show. We try to have this show at the first week of every month. And this is the first week of May, and we'll try to have one in the first week of June also. So if you have a second grader who's interested in participating on the show, please do write to us or register. And if you have enough second graders, then we'll try and do another show in the first week of June. Meanwhile, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments of 10 questions each, three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass, and there's no penalty for passing a question. For the kids listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round, so do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. So before I introduce my contestants, let me remind them that you can buzz in at any time while I'm asking the question, but then I'll stop talking. So you'll have to answer based on what I have said so far. So it's a bit of a risky strategy, but sometimes I've had contestants for whom it works really, really well. So we have three rounds, so you can try out in the first round and see how that works for you. Let's go to our contestants. Our first contestant is Venus. Welcome to the show, Venus.
Hi, I'm Venus. My hobby is playing around with animals.
Really? Do you have some pets at home?
No, but I dog-sit a dog.
Oh, you dog-sit a dog. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's like having all the fun of a dog without having the responsibility, huh?
Uh-huh.
But do you feel sad when you have the dog returns home?
Yeah.
And you pester your mom to get a pet?
Mm-hmm, but she says until I grow up.
So you have to scoop the poop, let me tell you. She's not going to do that. Yeah, are you ready to scoop some poop?
Uh-huh.
So that's Venus, who's our first second grader. Our second grader is Vishal. Hi, Vishal.
Hi, I'm Vishal, and my hobby is playing sports.
So what's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is football, but I like playing basketball, too.
Do you follow any particular teams?
I follow the Golden State Warriors, the San Francisco 49ers, too.
Well, aren't you happy this year with how well the Golden State Warriors are doing?
Yeah, they made it to the second round in the playoffs.
Amazing. So. I watched that seventh playoff game.
Or the sixth
playoff game, and it was really, really good. Yeah, so he's following it. See, he caught my mistake. And our third second grader is Sean. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Hi, my name is Sean, and my hobby is animals.
Your hobby is animals, too? Do you have a pet zoo at home?
No.
No?
I have a pet dog.
You have a pet dog? What's his name?
Max.
And what's his breed?
A terrier.
Oh, he's a terrier? What kind of terrier? Do you know?
No.
Does he have a lot of fur? He's cute. What's
what
his color?
Is he?
Yeah,
black.
See? My question too. Oh, a black terrier. How cool. Yes, Vishal.
I also have a pet.
You have a pet too? What's your pet?
It's a fish. It's a goldfish, and its name is Golden Warrior.
Golden?
That actually makes,
what a good name.
That
yeah.
actually makes some sense.
How old is your pet?
At least 7 days old. 7 days?
Yeah. Why is it on that?
That's a new pet.
Yeah, I got it April 28th.
Well, considering everybody loves animals, I think it's a great segue to our first topic, which is animals. Animals beginning with the letter S.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Why did I study it?
Don't worry. You will. In fact, the questions are going to be so easy for you second graders. As I was saying before the show began, I'm finding now more and more that the second graders are smarter than the third graders. So I think they get stupider as they get older. There's something mysterious going on in the water or in the school. Who knows?
That is super
weird. I heard the second graders are going to do really well. But remember, you can't raise your hand here. You have to buzz. And don't blurt out the answer because then you get disqualified and I might have to take 5 points away from you, okay? So buzz and wait for me to ask and then you can answer the question, okay? And if somebody, if Venus can't answer the question will pass to Vishal, then to Shan, from Shan to Venus. So we're going anti-clockwise, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's your first question. Animals beginning with the letter S. Hands on buzzers, remember, don't press it too early, don't press it too late. These big animals can be seen sleeping and fighting on the docks at Pier 39 in San Francisco. Remember, these are animals beginning with the letter S. They're big animals and they go, oh, 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 on Pier 39. Yes.
Seals?
seal, sea lions. Very good. That's 10 points to Venus. I think my little sound effect may have given it away. Okay, question number 2. These animals that hang upside down from trees are considered very lazy and sleepy. Yes, Vishal?
Sloths.
Sloths. Very good. 10 points to Vishal. Question number 3. In Jungle Book, Ka is this kind of slithering animal. Ka. Yes, Vishal.
Snake.
Snake is right. Have you seen Jungle Book?
Yeah.
You know, he sings, "Trust in me." You remember the song?
He's a python.
He's python. Hypnotizing Mowgli.
Yeah.
Okay, question 4. If you pull off one of the arms of this sea creature, it can usually grow it back. Yes.
Starfish?
Starfish. Very good.
20 points.
20 points. Yeah, 10 points to Venus. Question number 5. This is another sea creature and it has a flat body and a long tail that has poisonous stingers in it. Yes, Vishal.
Scorpion.
That is incorrect. 5 points from... yes, that is from Vishal. And the question passes to Shan. Shan, do you have flat creature, flat body, long tail with poisonous stingers in it? You
pass.
Can pass. Okay, Venus, do you have an option? Do you have
Stingray?
Stingray is right. 5 points to Venus. Very good. Okay, question number 6. The name of this small bird, I'm asking, looking for the name of a small bird, also means to gulp down. To gulp down. What's another word for gulp down? It's also the name of a small bird.
You should have listened to my dad.
What do you do when you take a drink in your mouth? Or put some food in your mouth? What's the next thing you do? Well, you chew.
Swallow?
Yes! So you didn't buzz, so I'm not going to give you points, but you're right. I was looking for swallow. Next time, buzz, okay? Alright, question number 7. This kind of monkey doesn't have the 8 legs of the creature it's named after.
Spider monkey?
Spider monkey is right. 10 points to Venus. Venus, did you know that or did you guess?
I knew it because I watched the show.
Oh, yes. So see, you guys love animals. You're doing really, really well. Okay, question number 8. This animal is also known as a polecat and can spray a very bad smell when scared. Yes.
Raccoon.
No, that is incorrect, Shan. You owe me 5 points. Question passes to Venus. Skunk. You didn't have to buzz. And skunk is right, 5 points. 5 points. You know, it's very easy to get confused. Sometimes
I said skunk.
You said raccoon.
No.
Raccoon.
Can you trade this in for a 10?
We will during the break. How about that?
Okay.
Question number 9. We have 2 more questions before we go on a break. Question number 9. You count these animals at night when you can't sleep. Yes.
Bat.
No, that is not correct. You owe me 5 more points now. Question passes to Venus.
Sheep?
Sheep is right. 5 points.
Is that at night?
At night, you count these animals. You know, when you're sleepy and you can't sleep, you count sheep.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't count sheep. I just dream of something.
Yeah.
Me too.
Question number 10. Last question in our animal round, which our kids are doing really well on. Okay. Also remember, this topic is animals beginning with the letter S. This shelled animal moves very slowly. Yes.
Snail
is right. Now you owe me 10 points. So
you're going to keep it.
I'm going to keep your 10 point counter. Okay, so we'll check on how these kids are doing and what their points are after we come back from a break. But before that, we have our listener question. Still in the category animals beginning with the letter S. And our question is, in this species, it's the male who hatches the eggs. And the phone number at the studio is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Okay, we have our first caller. Let's go to our caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Okay, we've lost some static there. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
This is Anish.
Anish, what's your answer?
A penguin.
Okay, Anish says penguin. Remember, we are asking for animals that begin with the letter S. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air with the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Nisha, and the answer is seahorses.
Nisha says seahorse. That certainly is an animal that begins with the letter S. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Minori.
Mrinalini?
Mrinalini.
Can you spell that for me, please?
N-I-M-O-L-I.
Nimoli, what a lovely name. What's your answer, Nimoli?
Penguin.
Nimoli also says penguins. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
My name is Roshni.
Roshni? Yes, Roshni?
And my answer is seahorse.
Okay, Roshni says seahorses. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
My name is Siddharth.
Siddharth. And what's your answer, Siddharth?
My answer is seahorse.
Thank you, Siddharth. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air with the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hello, my name's Gaurav, and the answer is seahorses.
Gaurav also says seahorse. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Ashna, and the answer is seahorse.
Thank you, Ashna. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this? Hi, you're on the air. Oops. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Shomi.
Shomi, and your answer to Shomi is?
What was the question again? I forgot the question.
We'll have to go to the next caller, Shomi. There are lots of people waiting. And welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. You're on the air. Who's this?
Bina?
Sabina. Yes, Sabina. And what's your answer, Sabina?
Seahorse.
Sabina says seahorse. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mrinalini, and the answer is seahorse.
And this is Mrinalini, right?
Yeah.
Yes, got it. Okay, we have time for maybe three more calls. Let's take that. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ambrish.
Ambrish?
My answer is seahorse.
Seahorse, okay.
That's correct, girl.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Ayushi.
Ayushi, and what's your answer, Ayushi?
Seahorse.
Seahorse says Ayushi. Okay, let's go to last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Mahia.
Ooh, let me have your name again.
What's
your name? I didn't get your name. Can you spell it?
M-I-H-I-R.
Mihir. Yes, Mihir. And what's your answer? What's that? Mihir, I'm sorry, but maybe there's a lot of feedback, but I just did not understand your answer, so I'm going to take one more call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ignor.
Is that Ignor?
Yeah.
Yes, Ignor. And what's your answer?
Ignor.
Thank you, Ignor. And that was our last caller. My question was, in this species, it's the male who hatches the eggs, and I was looking for an animal whose name began with the letter S. So the people who said penguin, I'm sorry, you did not get the right answer. And we're looking for seahorse. And when we come back from our break, we are going to decide who won in that listener question and also what the scores of our contestants in the studio was. Okay, kids, say it with me. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Oh, that was very anemic. We're going to do it again. Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Quiz show. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. I'm your host Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show. We have already finished one round of the show. That was animals beginning with the letter S, and it's time now to check our scores and find out who won our first listener question. The listener question was, in this species, it's the male who hatches the eggs. I was looking for an answer that began with an S. That answer was seahorse. And the winner of our listener question is Ayushi. Congratulations, Ayushi. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com to claim your prize. Our next two topics are vegetables and fruits and kids' movies. I originally had currencies as the topic. If you guys went to the Facebook page to see what the topic of this particular thing was, of this particular episode was, but we changed it at the last minute to vegetables and fruits, and I think the kids are going to have a lot of fun with this topic as well. Okay, so now it's time to check the scores in the studio. Let's go check with Venus first. Venus, how many points do you have?
45.
Venus has 45 points. That's very good. And what about you, Vishal?
I got 15 points.
Vishal got 15 points, suffered a little bit because of some negative marking. And the person who suffered most because of negative marking is our third contestant, Shan. Shan, how many points do you have?
Zero.
Shan got one question right, but he got two questions wrong. So he just negated everything. But don't worry, Shan. We have two more rounds. with 20 more questions, so there's plenty of time to make up. Okay, Venus has something to say. Yes, Venus.
Is Hunger Games a kids movie?
Hunger Games is not a kids movie.
But
certainly not a second grader's movie. What was your mother thinking? Okay, let's go to our next round.
The quotes are so funny. Everyone I watched Hunger Games.
My goodness.
I don't.
You didn't see Good Boy.
I didn't. Hey, it was not my fault. My brother picked it.
Oh, did you have fun? Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get scared when all those kids were getting slaughtered in the first scene, the opening scene? Nah.
Let's just start it.
It's just a movie.
Sorry, kids, will start in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Shan. Thank you for that little MC. Taking away little of my MC responsibility.
Start it out.
Okay, question number. Let's start. Our next topic is vegetables and fruits.
Whoa.
Ready? First question. Hands on buzzers. Remember, please do not raise your hands. Please hit the buzzer. Yes. First question. French fries are made of what vegetable? That would be you, Vishal.
Potatoes
is right.
I was about to get that.
See, buzzer skill is everything in this one because it's easy. Oh, this question may be a little more complicated. Okay. The baby form of this vegetable that you get in the stores is actually made by carving the full-size vegetable. And it's not actually the baby form of the vegetable. It is just a baby shape that's made from carving the full size of this vegetable into tiny shapes and then calling them baby this. I bet you get them in your lunch boxes. Yes.
Cucumbers.
Baby cucumbers is not correct. 5 points from you. No. Question passes to Shan.
Pass.
And it goes to Venus.
Carrots?
Carrots is right. 5 points.
Yeah.
Did you know baby carrots are not actually baby carrots? They are actually big carrots that is carved up into tiny pieces.
Really?
So cheating.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, question number 3. This kind of vegetable grows in spears. You call them spears because it has a spear form. You know what a spear is?
Like
a long weapon. Long, thin weapon. That you throw? Yeah. So this animal grows in... This vegetable grows in spears. Wow, that would be funny if an animal grew in a spear shape. No. Blank. Asparagus. They're called asparagus spears.
I don't know any vegetables.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't eat any vegetables. I know. No second grader eats vegetables.
I do.
I don't eat asparagus.
You don't eat asparagus.
Yeah, I don't.
Have you seen asparagus?
You've eaten asparugus. It's greenish.
It's green.
I grilled asparagus.
Ooh, yummy. Okay, question number 4. Hands on buzzers. This fruit is made into ketchup.
Tomatoes.
10 points to Venus.
Isn't it a vegetable?
It's a fruit.
Really?
That was going to be one of my questions, but I can't have a true or false question, unfortunately, because there are 3 of you. Otherwise, I would have had a true or false. Okay, question number 5. Golden Delicious is a variety of this fruit. Golden Delicious. Red Delicious? Yeah.
Apple
is right. 10 points to Vishal. Question number 6. This vegetable looks like a little tree. This vegetable looks like a little tree. Yes.
Broccoli.
10 points to Vishal. Vishal is catching up. Shan, buzzer. Question number 7. This vegetable was turned into a carriage by Cinderella's fairy godmother.
Pumpkin.
Wow. 10 points to Vishal.
Pumpkin.
You didn't know that.
You're 45.
Question number 8. Snow White's evil stepmother gives her this poisoned fruit.
Apple?
Apple again.
Oh, I was about
correct.
To say,
yes.
I think my buzzer is broken.
Is it?
Yeah.
No,
I'm 70.
It's working. She just buzzed first. That's the reason we have this buzzer, by the way. Okay, 2 more questions in the animal category. Don't worry, Shan. There's still plenty of time. Vegetable and fruit category. What am I saying? These kids are driving me nuts.
How?
Question number 9. These vegetables make you cry when you slice them.
Onions.
Onions is right, Vishal. I think Shan knows a lot of the answers, but it's just not hitting the buzzer fast enough.
I am.
You want to try your buzzer? Yeah, it works. Okay.
Oh.
Hoy. Just once. Question number 10. Of all the United States, Hawaii produces the most of this fruit that grows on the ground and has spiky leaves. It grows on the ground.
Pineapple?
10 points for Vishal. With that, we come to the end of... are vegetables and fruits round. And I was going to say animals again, believe it or not. Vegetables and fruits round. We'll check our scores after the break, but it's now time for the listener question. Is that Shan? Shan, you again. I know you're feeling bad about not hitting the buzzer, but can you not do it now? Okay, here's the listener question. First of all, here...
I'm not me, it's him.
Darn it.
No, it's not me, you hit it. I was not touching that.
Okay, here's our listener question. Yes. Our phone number is 770-1550. That's 510-770-1550. And we have a rowdy bunch in the studio today. Okay, here goes. It's a riddle. You have to answer with the name of a vegetable or a fruit. There was a greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there was a white house. Inside the white house, there was a red house. Inside the red house, there were lots of babies. What is that? Again, there is a greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there is a white house. Inside the white house, there is a red house. Inside the red house, there are lots of babies. What am I talking about? Okay, we actually have somebody on the line. I thought it would take a while. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Nisha, and the answer is watermelon.
Who's that?
Nisha.
Nisha says watermelon. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Shade.
Shreya. I hope I've got that right. Okay, what's the answer, Shreya?
Watermelon.
Shreya says watermelon too. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name's Samrid, and the answer is watermelon.
Samrid?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Samrid. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This Mihir.
Mihir? Yes, Mihir.
The answer is a tomato.
Answer is tomato. Okay, Mihir says tomato. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ishan.
Ishan?
And the answer is watermelon.
Okay, thank you, Ishan. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air with the Safari Quiz Show. Welcome. Who's this?
This is Manali, and the answer to the riddle is watermelon.
Thank you, Manalini. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Hi. Hello?
Sabina?
Yes, Sabina. And answer is? What's your
watermelon.
Answer? Watermelon. Thank you, Sabina. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Shomi.
Shomi, and what's your answer, Shomi?
Watermelon.
Shomi also says watermelon. Let's see, four more calls. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Roshni.
Roshni. And
my answer is watermelon.
Answer is watermelon. Thank you, Roshni. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Gaurav. Hi, Gaurav.
And the answer is watermelon.
Gaurav also says watermelon. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Let's see. We have two more callers. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Nimoli.
Nimoli? Yes. And what's your answer, Nimoli? Hi. Yeah, go ahead.
Watermelon.
Thank you, Nimoli. How old are you?
Six.
Wow. In one more year, you can come to come and be on our second graders show. I'd love to have you here. Six and a half. Yes, I have to be absolutely right. Let's go to our last caller for this round. Who's this? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish, and what's your answer, Anish?
My answer is watermelon.
Thank you, Anish. And Anish was the last caller for a question, which was, there was a greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there was a white house. There's a white house. There's a red house. Inside the red house, there are lots of babies. And this, of course, the answer is watermelon. Next time you go and cut open a watermelon, you can look at all the different layers before you just eat that yummy, yummy, yummy fruit. And there's a perfect fruit for summer. Okay, so we're going to take a break now. And kids, you're going to give me a much better cheer than you did last time, okay? Shan, close to the mic. Jeja,
Savagieja!
Safari Quiz Show!
Jeja, Saval, Kieja, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and we are here with our special second grader session with a bunch of unruly and boisterous second graders who are creating a lot of ruckus in the studio today. But to show them what good behavior is we also have a scout troop with us here today. We have, let's see, back 152, den 5. Let's all give a big round of applause for our scout troop who's here to visit the studio and see how radio is done. Welcome, welcome. So I have here, let's see, Faisal Ahmed, Soham Sinha, Darshan Vetri and Ananyu Isala. Did I get that right?
Ahmed's not here.
Who's not here?
Ahmed.
Ahmed is not here. Okay. So welcome all, and they're going to give us a little scout cheer on the radio, right? Come over closer to this mic and when I say 1, 2, 3, give me a big scout cheer, right? Your troops cheer. Come.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, go.
Tiger, tiger, mighty tiger, we are small but we can growl.
Okay, you do a growl, big growl, close to the mic. Wow, that was a good growl. I hope you heard it. So that was, let me hear it again. One, close to the mic and loudly. That's good. And what's your cheer again?
Tiger, tiger, mighty. Tiger, tiger, mighty tiger, we are small but we can growl.
Fantastic. And I hear from one of our contestants, Vishal, that he's also a scout, right, Vishal?
Yeah.
So what's your, tell me a little bit about your den, or a pack.
So pack 110, we do fun stuff. Like every once a month, we have activities where we go to. And twice every month we have one den meeting and one pack meeting each month. And then we do one fun activity, and then the den meetings we discuss with our den for second grade wolf den. We decide what we're doing. And then we learn.
Get closer to the mic so our listeners can.
We learn about stuff. Last time we learned about safety tips and we drew our own map of how to escape.
That's great.
Fire.
So, what's your name?
Faisal.
Faisal, come here.
Okay.
So, tell us a little bit about your troop. What fun thing did you do the last time you went out as a scout group?
I think we went to a soccer thing or something.
Yes. You went to a soccer game to see how a soccer practice?
No, we played.
You played a little bit of soccer. So thank you so much, scouts, for visiting us today. I'm going to ask you to wait outside the studio, and when we are done, you can come in, and they're here to learn about how radio works. So if you're a scout, if you're listening and you're part of a scout troop and you'd like to earn a badge coming in and checking out how our radio works and what are the equipment we use, etc., please do write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Thank you, scouts, and let's go back to our regular programming. Let's see who won our second round listener question. It was Mrinalini. Congratulations, Mrinalini. If you're listening, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And now let's see the scores of our contestants. Shan is heaving big sighs because he did not do well in this round.
No.
But don't worry, we still have another round to go. So let's check our scores. Venus, what's your score?
70.
Venus is 70 points. Wonderful. Shan, how many points do you have?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, Vishal, how many points do you have?
70.
Vishal has 72. Oh no, we might need a tiebreaker. Let's see how this round pans out. And Shan, how many points do you have?
0.
Shan is still at 0, but Shan is creating a lot of entertainment value for us. Okay, so let's get to our last round, which is the kids' movies round. It's a fun round. Again, a lot of the questions are going to be pretty familiar, so your hands need to be on your buzzers. So that you can buzz in first. Not that early. Mm-hmm. Who has the blue one now?
Me.
Okay, and what do you have?
I didn't press.
Who moved this?
Me.
No, if you do that, then I will not ask the right person, so.
I have blue. And he has yellow.
We're going to go back to original colors. Our kids mixed up the buzzers, so we had just took a moment to fix them.
I did not.
Yes, Vishal did not. And let's say a big thank you to Vishal for not mixing up the stuff.
Thank you.
Good job. Let's go to our kids' movie section. First question. Hands on buzzers. This movie features a villain named Gru.
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. Do I not hear you well? Vishal, you need to speak closer to the mic.
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. 10 points to Vishal. Question number 2. Name the movie which features a governess who says, when you need me but do not want me, then I must stay. When you want me but no longer need me, then I have to go. It's a governor. She comes to help out a family of which has little children who are in trouble. So,
nanny?
Nanny what? Can't give you that, but it was half right. It's Nanny McPhee, so I'm not going to penalize you for that.
Mm.
Oh, I need to pass that question, right? But I don't think the other kids knew. Okay, question number 3. Name this cartoon dog who's a big scaredy cat, but is always getting dragged with his owner, Shaggy, into creepy mysteries. Yes.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is right, and Sean finally gets on the board with 10 points. Yay! Question number 4. In the Shrek films, what is the name of his ogre wife?
Gloria.
That is not correct. 5 points from Vishal. Question passes to Sean.
Pass.
Question passes to Venus.
Fiona.
Fiona is right. 10 points to Venus.
Five
points to Venus. Thank you for keeping me straight.
I watch Shrek.
Question number 5. What is the name of the movie where the hero's name is Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third?
Hmm?
Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third.
One thing for me is pass.
You haven't buzzed in yet. Okay,
me
the
too.
Answer is How to Train a Dragon. Don't tell me you didn't watch the movie.
I didn't watch the movie.
You didn't? Oh, you must.
So okay. Long ago.
Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third. You haven't read the books?
Oh,
How to Train a Dragon?
Hiccup. No.
Oh, Hiccup. Yes, Hiccup. Okay.
He brought all the dragons to Burke.
Yeah. Question 6. In Happy Feet, this icy animal learns to dance. This animal. Happy Feet features this animal who wants to dance. Happy Feet, yes.
Penguin.
Penguin is right. 10 points to Vishal. Question number 7. In Kung Fu Panda, what kind of animal is Po's dad?
A bird.
I said, what kind of bird?
A crane.
A crane is incorrect. 5 points from you.
I knew it.
But let me tell you, it did look like a crane to me too, though I found out it was a different animal. Question passes to Sean.
Flamingo?
No, that's not correct. Question passes to Venus.
What was that again?
I thought you knew
duck.
Oh, very close. 5 points from you, Venus. It's a goose.
Oh.
So close, so close. Question number 8. In the animated movie Rio, which country do Blue and Linda fly to? Yes.
Brazil.
Brazil is right. 10 points to Vishal. Two more questions, then that will bring us to the end of this episode of the Safari Quiz Show. Question number 9. The movie Lorax is based on a book by which author?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is right. 10 points to Vishal. And the last question is, what kind of animal is Frankenweenie? Yes.
A dog.
A dog. 10 points to Vishal. 10 more points to Vishal. That brings us to the end of our episode of the second special, second graders episode. Hope everybody had fun listening because it's now time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. And here's a question. Hoi. Here's a question. Which character from the Shrek series of movies got his own movie? Which character from the Shrek series of movies got his own movie? A movie that was made for that particular character. Yeah, yes, everybody knows in the studio, but let's not give it out. Our listeners will call in now, 510-770-1550. Wow, this seems to have stumped our callers. No, there's one. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, you're on the air. We lost that, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Shamita.
Shamita, and what's your answer, Shamita?
My answer is a cat named Puss in Puss in Boots.
Okay, thank you, Shamita. Let's go to our next caller.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yashri.
Yashri? Okay.
Yes.
I hope I got that right. And what's your answer, Yashri?
Puss in Boots.
Thank you, Yashri. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. And the answer is?
The answer is a cat named Puss in Boots.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Gaurav.
Gaurav. And your answer, Gaurav?
Puss in the Boots.
Thank you, Gaurav. Your next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
My name is Ignor.
Ignor. And what's your answer, Ignor?
Puss in Boots.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're in the air.
Hi, this is Anisha.
Anisha?
The answer is Puss in Boots.
Thank you, Anisha.
She said it was correct.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Who?
What's your name?
Inayat.
Inayat. And Inayat, what's your answer?
Puss in Boots.
Inayat is a new caller.
Yes.
Welcome, Inayat. Next, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Too much feedback. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ragini.
Ragini. And what's your answer, Ragini?
A cat named Puss in the movie was Puss in Boots.
Thank you, Ragini. Ragini is being very thorough with her answer. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ayush and my answer is Puss in Boots.
Is your name Ayush?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
My name is Sharon and the answer is Puss in Boots.
Who's this?
Shravan.
Did not get the name. Can you spell it?
Shravan.
Shravan. Got it. Okay. Thank you, Shravan. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Roshni.
Roshni, and what's your answer, Roshni?
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. We'll take one more call, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ayushi.
Ayushi. So we have an Ayush and an Ayushi. Yes, Ayushi, what's your answer?
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. Ayushi says Puss in Boots. Thank you. That is Puss, not Puss. And yes, indeed, that was a correct answer. We'll come back and see who won that after we take a break, and we'll also announce who won our studio contest. Okay, kids, say it with me. Jieja.
Sawal Jieja.
Right.
Quiz show.
Jieja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya with the final winners of this episode and our final listener question. The last listener question was, which character from the Shrek movies got his own movie? And the answer was Puss in Boots. And the winner is Ignor. Ignor, you have to be the luckiest caller I've ever known, because I think this is your third or fourth prize. But it was a fair draw, and your very big congratulations are in order. Please, you know what to do. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, let's go to see how the kids in the studio did. Venus, how many points did you have?
70.
Venus had 70 points. Vishal, how many points did you have?
110.
Let's hear that closer to the mic.
110 points.
Whoa-ho! That's a super high score. And what about Shan?
10 points.
Shan had 10 points. He got out of his hole. Vishal has something to say.
She got $2.5.
No, she's going to give it back. Don't worry. So Vishal is the big winner of this episode. Let's all give him a big...
Shan is a big winner.
Shan is a big winner because he came to the show. Well done, Shan. But let's give a big round of applause for Vishal. Well done.
Thank you.
And with that, we come to the end of today's
Vishal,
very, very...
You also have to give a clap to yourself.
Okay. Thank you, Shan. Thank you for those little etiquette lesson. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme music was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja, Sawal Kiyeja!
I'm out of here.